In the U.S., battles underway in and out of the Capitol Hill. The Senate has opened a marathon debate on the Biden administration's massive $1.9 trillion COVID relief package.
Democrats need every single one of its 50 members to support it because they control exactly half the seats, ultimately banking on the vice president's tie-breaking vote to tip it in their favor. To convince any fence-sitters, they've slotted in last-minute changes, including more aid for smaller states.
Meantime, Republicans sending mixed signals on President Joe Biden's call to mask up for 100 days. Alabama's governor extending a mandatory mask order by a month, while Texas and Mississippi end theirs.
The defiance from states easing restrictions prompted President Biden to label it Neanderthal thinking. The White House is defending his comment.
The behavior of a Neanderthal, just to be very clear, the behavior of. Look, I think the president, what everybody saw yesterday was a reflection of his frustration and exasperation, which I think many American people have, that for almost a year now.
Simon Marks is following the developments in the U.S. Senate. So, Simon, are the last-minute changes to the COVID relief bill enough to take it over the line? And what's at stake here?
It certainly looks like this bill is going to be carried over the line. It's going to be a 50-50 vote. It is going to take Vice President Kamala Harris in her capacity as president of the Senate to break the deadlock. But we're witnessing just astonishing scenes on the floor of the Senate here tonight, because thanks to one intransigent Republican, Senator Ron Johnson, the clerks of the Senate are now being forced to read aloud the entire spending bill, which goes on for well north of 600 pages. They're going to be doing this for hours to a completely empty Senate. The senators have all gone home. They're not there. But the clerks of the Senate are reading every word of this legislation out loud to satisfy the opposition of one Republican ranged against it. Then they will move forward and this thing will come to a vote. At some point over the next few days, it will deliver $1,400 stimulus checks into the hands of the most needy Americans, $350 billion in additional aid to state and local jurisdictions, plus money to fund more vaccine deployment. It's going to have to go back to the House of Representatives. There'll be one more vote there before it finally gets to Joe Biden's desk. But we're heading inexorably, I think, toward Joe Biden's desk with that spending bill. But pity those poor clerks spending hours tonight on the floor of the Senate being forced to read every single sentence of that legislation out loud.
Yeah, the A's were saying that it might take about 10 hours. Well, Simon, thank you very much. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. for us.